Well, that's good to hear. People coming into this hobby is few and far between. You know, I taught a bunch of classes to younger guys, and some of them stuck around, some of them did not, and I feel that they're missing out on something. It may not be the greatest hobby in the world, but it's a fun hobby, and you can invest as much as your pocket will let you invest. I've always been, I was fortunate. I had a good, I was a manager for the government, and I'm glad I retired in 2010 when I did. But again, it's hit and miss. You know, I've got really nice equipment and all the latest and greatest, and you know, I found that it's so complicated to use some of this new stuff. You've got to have a computer just to remember how to turn the darn things off. I mean, you know, one button does 46 functions, and there's 20 or 30 buttons on this thing, and this one does that, and this one turns that, and this one finds you on your GPS, and this one goes blank and sends something out for you to order Taco Bell or something. You know, I mean, it's like, good God almighty, what they, slow down, guys, the technology is good. Just make it so it goes where you talk. And you don't need all them, you know, they throw a $15,000 price tag on some of these radios and act like, well, everybody can afford that. Sure they can.
I got, I'm actually talking on now the QIT, a little cheapo, TH7800, and then for the multiband, I've got a IC706 MK2 that I really like. That's an older radio, but I've got a good friend of mine that's been a great mentor. He's really knowledgeable. I mean, like crazy knowledgeable in this stuff. So I've been grateful to hold him, trying to learn what I can. Actually, just built me a CWP and working on trying to learn some of that. That's a task.